Lee, about something else that's really been big in the news. And boy, this debt ceiling debate has been, you know, the president calling a press conference and back and forth and who does what, and now this big date looms next week, and, you know, a lot of people are left saying, what does this mean for me? You know, just like with this NFL stuff we were talking about, how does it come down to me? How does it affect my pocketbook? And that's what people really want to know.
Well, it is, Brian, and, you know, if you're like most Americans, the term debt ceiling, even until recent news or on a regular day basis, probably did not mean anything, if that much, to you until recently. And now, of course, the debt ceiling, you know, he said, she said, it's been every which way you can slice it. It's been back and forth as a debate in front page news day after day after day. And eventually we as citizens do have to say, you know, you're no doubt hoping that this situation is resolved in the best interest of our country, even if you don't fully understand it. You just know that everybody's fighting over something and it needs to get resolved. And, you know, as an investor, though, you may be especially concerned about what might happen to your holdings or your investments and the overall investment strategy that you have in place. And then if this debt ceiling is not increased by the August 2 deadline, how might that truly affect you and your position with your investment holdings or your future plans for your family? So yeah, we're just going to try to answer all that in a few minutes.
Well, and I'm, you know, all of these details, you know, you hear one group that comes out and says, well, this is going to affect you, and then another group that'll come out and say, no, they're wrong about this. So there's really a lot of confusion, and until there's some type of an agreement, we really don't know the finite details of how it will affect us. But if there is no increase, I don't know. We'll just have to see. But you mentioned debt ceiling, so kind of give us an idea of what this term means. I have a spending ceiling. I don't have a debt ceiling. I have a spending ceiling, and I have far exceeded it recently. So, what does it mean by debt ceiling?
Similar. You know,
except the other way, kind of opposite.
Well, you know, just to quickly review what it means is a debt ceiling is this, you know, and this could happen if no agreement is reached, is essentially the debt ceiling. This is the legal limit, Brian, that you can have on borrowing by the federal government. And if Congress does not increase the limit, then borrowed funds wouldn't be available to pay bills, so the U.S. could be forced to default on its debt obligations, which would be unprecedented for our country.
So that has never happened?
Has never happened.
Wow. So I guess the big question here is, what happens if the debt isn't the debt ceiling isn't raised?
Well, you know, no one can really predict at this point what might happen if it is not raised. But what I can tell you is that virtually everyone agrees that it would be an undesirable outcome, to say the least. Right?
You're not going to like it.
You're not going to like this. You know, and that's why Congress has, more or less routinely, always raised the debt ceiling in the past. Now, that's something that a lot of people don't think about, but in fact, the debt ceiling has been raised every year for the past 10 years. You know, not once or twice over the last 10 years, but every year for the last 10 years. Now, you know, whether that's good or bad, I think that might be the ultimate issue that's going on. But this year, however, political and philosophical differences between the congressional leaders and the current administration have thus far blocked the lifting of the debt ceiling. You know, but we most definitely think that if that stays status quo, that would be an undesirable outcome. nonetheless, there's still time, Brian, for Congress to take action before August 2nd. We still have a full week and a day, if you will, which is the estimated date of when temporary actions to avoid default are exhausted. So again, we're still in the middle of temporary actions going on to make sure that we don't default. And the actual debt ceiling was reached. So it's not a question of, you know, are we, you know, what happens if we exceed it? We've already reached the debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. Now we're just in temporary actions to kind of help subside. But it was actually reached in mid-May.
One thing that I want to make clear here is that we're not necessarily saying that it's, you know, that raising the debt ceiling is the best thing to do or whatever. It's the problem here is defaulting on bills. What happens when you default on your bills? Well, that's a problem for you. Well, that's the same thing our country is dealing with. One way or the other, are you going to pay your bills? And that's I guess what we're talking about here.
That's right. You know, right now they're trying to, you know, the government needs to borrow. You know, like I said earlier, you know, if we don't raise it, then borrowed funds would not be available to pay bills. Mm-hmm. Paying down the debt is a, you know, it's almost as scary as it is. It's almost two completely different issues.
Yeah.
You know, being able to pay our bills today or pay down our debt over the long run. And unfortunately, that's what Congress is having to deal with, is how do we try to do both, even though we know that we want to make sure everyone that needs to get paid by the U.S. government gets paid at and during and through the deadline.
Well, I've gotten... I don't have an easy button, but I have a panic button. So is it time to press that panic button?
don't panic yet. Don't panic yet. You know, in some ways you might feel that way, but it's, you know, it's hard to imagine that an agreement won't be reached to raise the debt ceiling, even if such a deal doesn't happen until the last minute. You know, right now, where everyone is seeing things happen is going to be the last minute. But even if the August 2 deadline passes and the U.S. may still find ways to make payments on its debt, still for a while, you know, just in case we get past that August 2 time period, we might still have other reserves out there or other ways that we can try to pay debts for a while. So, you know, from everything that we're seeing, you should not rush into investment decisions based on the scenario that's going on right now, or assuming that, you know, we need to panic because they're not going to pass the bill or increase the debt ceiling.
We are talking today with Lee Colvin, a financial advisor with Edward Jones, in today's Financial Focus here on Rutherford Issues, talking about what does the debt ceiling debate mean for you and for me. All right, so what should we do here? How can we overlook the short-term results that affect us?
You know, Brian, even if the U.S. finds ways to pay its debts after the August 2 deadline, lenders who don't like uncertainty could become more concerned and start demanding higher interest rates on their investments in U.S. Treasury securities. As a result of this, market interest rates could rise across the board, leading to declines in bond and stock prices. And remember that while the market can drop for any reason, and at this, you know, this would be no exception for that. Again, we've seen, you know, historically the market drop, you know, drop and gain at any time for many reasons. This can cause the same. But while such a drop could well be sharp, the resulting distress would likely jolt Congress into taking a quick action on the debt ceiling. For many reasons. One, maybe just because they don't want to see the value of their investments go down either. But, you know, we do feel like even because the short term looks scary, even if we go past August 2nd, yes, the market could decline. It may be a deep cut, but it would be a shortcut or short downfall in the market if it occurs at all. The likelihood is just as high as it, as if they pass it and it goes up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the market goes up. So, you know, there is a likelihood for the pessimist. There is a likelihood for the optimist.
It's whether it's half full or half empty, I guess.
Absolutely.
You know, I did read a story about how this affects states and then local governments as well, I guess, with their bond ratings and all that kind of thing. So, I mean, it has definitely a ripple effect over all aspects of finances.
It does.
Lee, so do we let debts and deficits, you know, drive the decisions that we make in investing? You said this, you know, if it were to happen, it could be maybe a short-term kind of a dip or anything of that nature. And I'm just going to go back into my brain here and remember what you've always said. Don't think short-term when you're talking about investing. So I think I know what the answer is, but why don't you tell me?
Absolutely. You know, you're right on the mark, Brian. You know, even after the debt ceiling issue is resolved, there will still be concerns existing about the country's debt and deficit issues. So just because one issue is fixed, that doesn't mean everything's fixed. And, you know, there's always going to be something to be fixed. As an investor, you should make investment decisions based on your individual goals, not necessarily about what's going on in the short-term scheme, but what fits your goals, long-term, short-term, the risk tolerance, you know, how much risk do you want to take with your investments, the time horizon. Do I have a short time, you know, a short term in which I need my money back? Do I have a long term, like retirement, potentially, that, you know, that I'll need to use my money? And use those levels of your goal, your risk tolerance, your time horizon, rather than focusing on the level of debt being incurred by the government to make your decisions.
Maybe we need to send one of those easy buttons to Congress. Let them try it out. What do you think?
I wish.
Well,
I'm glad I'm not in their seat because I know it's not easy.
Well, it is not. And I know we kind of laugh and make light of that. But, you know, it's a story that sometimes, I guess, it seems unsettling. We want to know what it means for us. You know, does this mean the sky is falling, or you know? But it gets back to half empty, half full. What's in your glass? So,
absolutely. You know, hearing the debt ceiling, hearing the news all day long, can be unsettling. But it doesn't mean that you should let the roof fall in on your investment strategy just because you know, something that you can hear, some people may be able to see, is happening. Again, focus on your needs and your goals. And in the long run, you know, we still feel like whether it's the debt ceiling or something else that comes along, the markets will go up, the markets will go down over time. You know, that's been the history of the markets. We can't determine when each is going to happen. I sure wish we could. But just stay focused to your long-term goals and objectives, and you know, working with a licensed financial advisor, we can try to help you through those moments and help reach your goals for the long term.
I was just going to ask you if you knew someone that was qualified like that.
You know, there is a fine fella by the name of Lee Colvin at Edward Jones. I tell you, I would use him.
Would you? You know him personally?
Yeah, I've met him, and he's a pretty good guy. No, we, you know, in all seriousness, maybe Brian sometimes and I have been around together too long. We joke too much. But, you know, Connie, my office administrator, and I, we would love to help anyone that has questions, has need to review their investments, to look at, you know, managing their investments and trying to reach the ultimate goals that they're looking for. Whether it be short-term, long-term, retirement, college planning, whatever those needs might be, Brian, we would love to help. You can reach us by either calling 907-7056, Again, that's 907-7056. Or you can stop by our office and see Connie for an appointment. She'd be more than happy to set that up. And we're in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard.
Lee, I thank you very much for being here. And you're here every day in Homeward Bound to kick us off in the 5 o'clock hour. And you talk to Robert and the rest of Rutherford County about the latest business news and how the market's fared for the day. So I guess we will hear from you in about an hour and 5 minutes.
I cannot wait.
All right. Appreciate
it. To do the market or to see what Tim says about the whole NFL story.
I'm sure he'll have some opinions.
I bet he will. Have a great day, Brian.
All righty. Appreciate it. That's Lee Colvin joining us here this afternoon on Rutherford Issues. We'll wrap things up in a sec.